evidently Dr. Thomas and Clarence Owens had other interests as well. Maybe romantic conflicts and interest in the same women, and they generally disliked each other. And the story is that one day they met out on the streets, and I just imagine it was dirt streets at that time. It may not have been, but it sounds so much more romantic to think of these two big small town big people who thought they were important, meet out on the street. And evidently they had words. Dr. Thomas drew a knife, had a knife, somebody had a knife. And it was quick, not too horrible, just in passing. And Clarence Owens evidently pressed charges against Dr. Thomas. And after he returned from a stay where he had said he was recuperating in Louisville for several weeks, returned to court in Munfordville, that's the county seat, just a few miles north of Forest Cave. And coming into the back of the courtroom that day was a well-dressed stranger. And if you live in a small town, you know strangers. And if they're well-dressed, you're usually suspicious. And this well-dressed stranger turned out to be a detective who had discovered that Clarence Owens had not been recuperating in a hospital or a place with a nurse in Louisville. He had actually been in a house of ill repute, one that evidently he owned himself. So the charges were dropped, and another story, you know, came out of that situation. So it's one of those things that could be a fact or fiction, but it makes really good storytelling in downtown Horse Cave.